Oh, there we go. Out with a bang with AJR on Y95. It is 11:43 right now, and I am joined by actually a brand new municipal councillor, Nick Hilton, on the line. But we're not going to talk politics, actually. We're going to talk about something that's very near and dear to his heart, curling in Yarmouth. Nick, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Now, you had a real honor yesterday. You got to present some people with some prizes provincially with Nova Scotia Curling Association. And tell us a little bit about that. Let's start with the Volunteer of the Year.
Yes, every year the Nova Scotia Curling Association awards specific awards to athletes, coaches, and volunteers. And this year we sent in two nominations, the first one being for Volunteer of the Year. And we nominated Charles Bork, a 15-year member of our club. He's put in several hours of volunteer time through our junior program, our drop-in program, and he has spent the last 7 years sitting on our executive board. So it was a no-brainer, and it was a very exciting night for us.
Yeah, no question about it. And to top that off, you also got the NSCA Team of the Year. Who won that?
Paul Doucette and Dave McDougall, a team that's represented our club on several provincial, maritime, and national levels. One of Yarmouth's own and one of Yarmouth's very few teams that have ever won a national title. It hangs proudly in our rink, and we were very excited to award them, and it was a surprise to them, the NSCA Team of the Year.
Now, look, this has to be nice stuff, especially these days in the time of COVID, when things are always just tough. It's nice to be able to pass along good news, isn't it?
It was. It was unfortunately, those awards would have probably been awarded at a provincial event, but due to COVID, we couldn't do that. But that didn't take anything away from the meaning of those awards. They were well-deserved, and although COVID has changed the way we do, you know, regular business, curling has gone on, and we are very happy to be open and enjoying ourselves, you know, with social distancing and all those things included.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that a little bit. How is curling doing right now in the time of COVID?
So we had the majority of our members return this year, all excited to be there, and I think we're at the point during COVID where people know what to expect, and when you enter a building, you know what guidelines you're going to have to follow. And I don't think it's really taken away from the sport in any means, and we're excited to be there, and we look forward to inviting new people in. I know with the second wave, the thoughts around the second wave, that may change things, but as of right now, it's curling as usual, just wear a mask and social distance as needed.
So here's the thing. In this time, at the same time that people do need to social distance, and fair enough, people are in the need of getting out and doing something and being able to talk to other people. And you can do that socially distanced. Curling is a wonderful sport, but more than that, is a great social event. And if you can do that in a social distance kind of way, you're really winning. And I think it'll help a whole lot of people's spirits if they could get involved. If a new person wanted to get involved in curling right now, what would it take? How easy is it?
I would say with COVID, normally I tell you just drop in, but contact me. My personal phone number is 902-740-4024, and we have Tuesday night drop-in. And something I'd really like to push is Monday and Wednesday afternoon league. They do a lot of stick curling. So Dave and Paul won the Open Stick National Championship. And stick curling allows people of all ages to return to the sport or start later in life. And if you have any disabilities, there's less physical requirements, and it just allows everyone to be active and get out, especially during the winter months, to be social and enjoy the sport and enjoy the community.
Right on. Absolutely. Nick, thank you so much for talking to us. Congrats to Dave McDougall, Paul Doucette, and, of course, Charles Bork. And maybe we'll talk soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, and congratulations to you as well, Wade.
No problem. I look forward to working with you in the future. That is Nick Hilton over at the Yarmouth Curling Club. Congrats to their winners on a provincial scale, and you can check all of that out and review it, including Nick's phone number if you want to get involved in curling, on our blog, which will be up in a few minutes' time at cjls.com, on Twitter, and on Facebook.